为爹妈娶的背景包，因为你今天你说的这里拆掉是吵架的，可是没有人觉得他自己妈妈妈娶他们是上面的黑料，然后谁都没看过，没地里面的人没有觉得你吵，妈娶的你吵不到你拆掉子。Modeling will see a choice, a price, a mayor who says that Maura Mashtin is in the Sahara like a Mitzvah. And it only says that she must have, so there is no healing. So it's Kashi and Sarash, it's very strong Kashi. However, the writer of the Jew of Hezchiras, he agrees in Shtev Rashi that Mashkin Shalim, which is all born in Yisrael, was. Alright, so it's Kashkin. Because clearly, she calls a Mashkin in Yisrael, the main line. So, his shitty is a very cheap of all the shame that he's still a Mashkin. When it's high in the valley, it's high in the valley. Now, why is it who is in the valley? Why is it who is in the valley? So, there are two possible choices. One is that it's on the basis of a gift of Allah. That's why, because Rabbi Yitzchok says Balchim in the Mashkin, so he has Ktsas Kiyom in the Mashkin, so Mimele, but it's not a Kiyom Bamo, so Mimele, since it's only Ktsas Kiyom, not a Kiyom Bamo, so it's only Chayva Yishmachah. But then, and he's only Chayva like Yishmachah. And that is probably the Shita of Tesis here in Yushin. Because Tesis here in Yushin says, Avogadro previously, Avogadro Pizza Kaya the Master Chukonishis over there, for Tino Lima, Kingdom and the Balkhid King Master Chukonishis over there, King and Gomu, Achi Bide, which has all very Name, Aum Shi Bide, the Hashi Gomu, the Kadi Gomisho. You need to be avoiding the capoeiras. So, in case we see a revolution says, the reason is why you can encourage an issue in the Mashkin is because Shalom is just all going is King King Bobo. And as we said last week, King Bobo is not to be understood in a literal sense. He's not allowed to be established yet. That allowed him to establish it, and this shitting here is that he's not in high loans. So King Bobo means he's substantial to him. So maybe Mashkin Shasaboye does not have King Bobo, does not have his substantial to him, but has Tsaski. So King Bobo is not to be understood literally. Mami Shalem. That's impossible. He's a Gazan of his. But what is the King Bobo? Mashkin Shalim Shasaboye means that it is a Mashkin that was taken in order to realize it being. In order to realize a being. And some melee, the King Bobo means it is Shalim vis-a-vis being. And as the Bahloya Sochin says, and as the Ramban, Rashbo, and the Tvoli Yushin say, that even though we pass in generally like Hove, that Balchei is in Karuhabu Yibbe, but by Mashkin, it's ultimately Kuchabu Destin, if he is realized, then it's a Mafreo. Why is Mafreo Yibbe? Why? That's the Aloha, that's the King in Gobo of Mashkin Shalim. King Gobo doesn't mean that King Gobo is his, it's not his. Until he's so far the best thing, so then he's by how to establish it. And it's not in high nuance, but in God means that it is his in respect to realizing it really is magic. It is. It's already his vis-a-vis it real. Since it is his vis-a-vis here, so the melee, if it really is ultimately realized, and it is not redeemed by the living, so then it's a matter, it has retroactive effect. But even if it is redeemed, so vis-a-vis creates it. So Mashkin Shalukisha's Alboya means that a Mashkin in which he has a kinyan in respect of it, to realize me, and Mashkin Shalukisha's Alboya, he does not have a kinyan in which to realize it. So Tzas kinyan, yes. What is Tzas kinyan? How do we explain this? In other words, he has his force to ultimately change it into a Mashkin Shalukisha. So right now, what is the purpose of the whole Mashkin? Not to make it be in it. So the purpose has been more in Shvuah says, as Rashi Mitzia puts out, Mashkin Shas Alboye. So the whole purpose is in Zichrei Kvod. In other words, when Reuven says to Shimon, lend me 1,000 mitzvos. So Shimon says, I'll lend you 1,000 mitzvos. But I don't want to lend you money. I'll lend you money without shtar. Then you'll be keep a half of it. And I'm stuck. What do I do? I'll lend you without shtar a 1,000 zuz, and then when I'll ask you for to pay, you'll say, well, you won't mail. So I don't want to lend you money, but you give me much. So then you won't be able to say, well, you won't mail. Because if you say, well, you won't mail, I'll produce the bashing, and you will be proven liar. So Mashkin Shas Alboya means that it is given the time of the Alboya to the Malva Yizichin Kvod in order to prevent the Leve from denying the Chet. That's what Mashkin Shas Alboya means. Now, the Malva Yizichin Kvod
the debt.
Without the doctrine developed the Masha, that means it's not high far away. High away. And Rabbi said, it is high. You are a little bit more than a Masha, of the Masha of the Moisa, of the Moisa. Abu, go on to the Shah. To be a Masha Marian, you will have to lower a Masha of the Moisa. Alright, so Rashi explained it. The kind of basis of the modern Shabbos. He says, Avor, so he says, or Yishba, shall be Poshad Shemachim Molo. You know, the name of Mashkim in the Bible, and we use the two of the Marisa, shall be Yudhar Lichte, Uleinam Shemachim Molo, Shemoba Gid, Uleinam. So why does the brother say that he's not hiding in that baby? Because it was not in the Bible. But, and the Rabbi says, even though it's not in the Bible, he's still hiding in that baby. But suppose it's all the Rabbi is starving in the Masha. So then, what is the purpose of the Masha? In order to be to us, the other fellow will not deny it. Could deny anyway. There's a star. So, obviously, the purpose is to ultimately realize a fear in the Masha. So then, he's a Shema Socha. Then he's a Shema Socha. Why? Because the fact that he has certain Kino in the Masha, each alone, regarding fear, some male that in itself makes him into Shinazah. That in itself makes him into Shinazah. Because he has stars of knowing in the Mashmah. So that's his heart. That's his heart. But he's not high on his sin because it's not his knowledge. It's not the King of God. But I can know Mashiach his marvelous Habib Mishtah, so then even Mishas Alway, the purpose is to be here. So then yes, he only will be Mishas Alway. He only will be Gabriel Pier. So Rashi says, Abo, to go over to Mishtah, the leader of Mashiach, you may have to open the Mishnah. The Mashkin want to condemn the circumcision of Sokol. The Mashkin want to remind the children, leave this man. He stands star with the Shinta praise. The Asian may have a living to the Turaku, the Gamlichter in Yoke. The Lab, the Kurdish daughter, you can love what they call him Gornak. Love what they call him Gornak. So in other words, the only difference between Mashkin and Shasal and Mashkin shall only be Shasalboy is because Mashkin shall only be Shasalboy, so the Mashkin is taken deliberately for the purpose of being able to realize it being it. And Mashkin Shasalboy, so it's taken for the purpose of preventing fear. So some melee, he does not remember. This is Shite here in Yushin, but the Tzir is in Tetris Israel, that the Aroche, that he can punish and ensure. So why is it to Mashkin Shastopo? Even though the King of Gomo only has Mashkin Shastopo, and we shouldn't forget that King of Gomo doesn't mean Mashkin. King of Gomo means it's his regarded here. But Mashkin Shasalboy is exhausting. So it's not even his Mishasvir. But so this he says, and the Bahamoya, in Sochi Moses says, the Hamadawa of today, that since Mashkin Shalim Shasalboy has a king of all, which does not mean Mamishkin of all, it means each other, regarding here, it's common to him to regarding here, So Mashkinsha Salvoye doesn't tell the king no more. It's not communicabitie, Hesksaskie. So what does it mean? Hesksaskie? It means even though it was taken for the purpose of Zichritol, of preventing Tfiret, of securing the debt, so that the Rebbe would be able to be in Hako, but since he has a Mashke that secures the debt, so the Rebbe has his schus in that Mashke to change it or be best into a Mashke Shalosh. What do you mean into a Mashke Shalosh? Into a Mashke in which you are able to realize me. But it has to be about the best. So in Master Shalom Salvoye, he has to resolve to be the best. But Master Shalom Salvoye, he needs the cooperation of Bezdin in order to be Master of the Master. But here, he needs a Psalm Bezdin in order that he should become his reality. And then, he'll be able to realize it here too, because when Bezdin giving you Psak, that it is the Gabriel, so what does it mean? Bezdin will say, now, this Mashkin, so is yours, the Gabriel, so that if within the next 30 days it doesn't pay the debt, so then you will be able to be machleted of the Bezdin. But it will still require another Psak to be machleted. So that is Teisei Shite here in Gushmi. So Teisei Shite in Gushmi is that the aloha of Maudala Mashki is Chayel Bachayes, which means only the Rabbeinu from Teisei, so that applies only to Mashki Shalom Yishasai, because there it is regarding here. It's contouring regarding here. All it needs is if successful to be master of the Mashkin. But vis-a-vis fear, it's his own. And once a fear is made, then to have the proactive effect. But to be master of it, so then he needs if successful. He needs if successful. So that's the kingdom. But since it was not a Seattle Flavi Bezdin, so there is a Kaibrons. But Master Shalemish as Alboye is taken in order to secure the deadness of the world. He shouldn't be able to take it. So maybe it's not in his legabilia. But since he has a Mashke, he has a Mashke to secure the debt, so maybe he has his force to change it or be best into a Mashkin Shalomish problem. So that itself is the kinyan that enables him to be Kaddish Hashem. That's Teisei's Shit. So in Yushin, so Teisei's Shit in Yushin is why is Yishim a Sohot by Mashkin Shalomish problem? Why? Because he can be Kaddish Hashem with it. No. He can be Kaddish Hashem with the Mashkin, which has all boy too. And still, the Mashkin, which has all boy, is not Hashem or Sahara. It's only Hashem or Hino. He's only Hashem or Hino. So it's not totally the Mashkin, which has all boy, vis-a-vis. So maybe, since it's not coming to him, so it's not Hashem or Sahara. But why is he able to be Kaddish Yishon? Because since he has the Mashkin to secure the debt, so maybe he acquires his foot in the Mashkin to change it into a Mashkin Shalom Yishon. And that is enough to be the Kaddish Yishon. That is enough to be the Kaddish Yishon. And why, what is Shalom Yishon is? Hashem ki Teisus in Bruin Tzir is Chilek on Teisus Tzir. Because Teisus Tzir says that even though Mashkin Shalom is not Chayim Yom Tzir, but But still the Muslims, that's all we need, and you have a show, this is when Mitzia says that the real effect that the Muslims are always in our way is not Chayav Yonsi. So it's only Chayav Yonsi Bede. So maybe Muslims are just our way, you cannot even have a show. But this says, because since Master Shalom Stalin is not Chayyavans. So, but he's only Chayyavans. So it's not Mamashis. Because if they be Mamashis, he would be Chayyavans too. So why is a Chayyavans like not being the Chayyavans either? So why is a Chayyavans? Is Chayyavans because of the fact that he can become a mission, so that his heart, he has certain benefits, he can become a mission with the passion. So that's his heart, so that makes him the Shinosoho. And since the Gemara says that he only has a real Shinosoho, he only has a real Shinosoho by the Shalom Shachot, so then he has a din of Shinosoho. So, but Bishas Hoboye, he does not have a din of Shinosoho. So that means, and why does he have a din of Shinosoho? Shalom Bishas Hoboye, because he can have a Shinisho. And Bishas Hoboye, he cannot, he does not have a din of Shinosoho. That means that Bishas Hoboye cannot do a Kali Shinisho. So, take this. In Mumitzie is Chilkanis. Tehis in Mumitzie is Chilkanis. Tehis in Mumitzie is Chilkanis. Why doesn't Tehis in Mumitzie see like this is here at all? After all, yes, it's a skin because he can change it into a masculine Shalomish as a whole. He can change it into a masculine. Shalom is a problem. So apparently this Mumitzie holds, he cannot change it to the Master Shalom. Because the Alochi means if you want to get a masculine minded, so the Alochi means that you have to go to the Besdin and Besdin would tell the Shia Besdin to go into the home of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe cannot even enter the house of the Rebbe. The Chutz Damos. So he cannot. So he cannot. Now the situation is such that the Malbe has the match in his possession, but it was taken only with a chidvoni to secure the debt. So later, if he comes to death, the Malbe says, I want this match to become in Master Shalom's home to keep it now, from now on, as a Master in which to realize, let's say after 30 days, he doesn't pay, he doesn't redeem, so to realize it here, so basically I tell him, go ahead, continue keeping it now as a Master in life. No, if the Rebbe doesn't want that he should continue keeping that as much in which to realize it here. Let's say if he doesn't redeem it, the lady doesn't redeem it within 30 days, so then this cannot be the exam. This is the machlokes between Tesis in Dushin and Tesis in Mumitzie. But if the lady would be naturally investing in but the lady says, no, that mashkin I only gave me to secure the debt that I shouldn't be able to be paid for it. But he cannot start keeping it now as a mashkin wish to realize it here. He wants a mashkin wish to realize it here. Let the person send the shia person to my home, and then I'll give him a different mashkin. This mashkin is too precious for me. I don't want him to realize it being as Don't we never say that Baal Chayim, who is a submission, who is a Habit HaKutzah, that Baal Chayim, who is a Reise, who is a Bodes, be Pothes, who is a Chosim. In other words, the Shia Besen can only take whatever object the Rebbe wants to give. But suppose the Rebbe doesn't want that he should use this mashkin as a mashkin for mashkin. It was given only Rizachin Roy. So let him continue keeping the Rizachin Roy. But not to realize it here, the Besen is not a purity to give him exact. The Maul will be exact. Now we keep it as a mashkin of life. Without the consent of the way some of the way he doesn't have any solution in the mashkin to change it into a mashkin of life. Some of the way he cannot do the mashkin. So many of the shame takes this equal material story and takes the sheep in here. Now that's very important.
It tells us here that say that he could make the bee at this point that was given the world.
This resolution chiefly is that even though the mashkin was taken at the outset with Zichin Gori, but since he has it in his possession, with Zichin Gori, then gives him his hopes of the best to change it into a mashkin of life. The fact that he has it in his possession, with Zichin Gori to secure the debt, gives him his hopes to demand from Besdin that Besdin should change it into a mashkin of life.
That's right.
That's the creation. Now it's not enough. You should remember that the distinction, the basic difference between Mashkin Shalom and Mashkin Shalom does not consist in the fact that Mashkin Shalom Shalom is taken after our way and Mashkin Shalom is taken at a time of our way. Mashkin Shalom Shalom means that, let's say, the Malbeh claimed the debt, claimed payment. And the lady didn't pay, so I want to pay something. I want to have something of which to realize it here. So Besdin sent a shliach to the home of the lady and took a mashkin in which the marble will be able, let's say, at a 30 day, a happy year, you know, according to the arrangement between the parties, to realize it here on Besdin. Of the best, that's Mashkin Shalom Shalom. But Mashkin Shalom means that the whole purpose was to secure the debt, not to be given from it. He should, the leader should be able to take the happiness, the battle. Some melee, he doesn't have any kinyomi regarding the violence. But suppose at the time of the Alvoya, the Rebbe would say to the Malbe, now you lend me $1,000, I give you my gold watch, and a diamond watch, and the case I don't pay it in time, then you can go to Besdin and ask Besdin that Besdin should be marked that watch. So then it's like a Mashkin Shalom Shalom, as long as it was taken with the violence. That's the difference between Malbes Chavira or Mashkin Baalpeh or Malbes Chavira or Mashkin Bishtah. So Rabbeinu says Malbes Chavira Baalpeh Bishtah is not a Shita Zon. But Malbes Chavir Bishtar Mashkin is a Shemos HaHofer. because since the start, so he couldn't say that he gave him the mask to secure it there, to prevent fear. He couldn't behave anyway. Stop learning about it. So what was the obvious purpose of the mask? To keep it from vital. Someone may lay, someone may raise high for the love. Now, we have to remember what we discussed last week. It's very important that he chose Mashkin Achim in Kodeshes, so that two shot, one shot, one washing Ramban is that she is in Kodeshes with the Mashkin itself. So then we have to say that when she is in Kodeshes, if the Kedushin is in the Mashkin itself, only ultimately he took what he does. So then it's material. And then the other shot is that even if it's not ultimately Huchlap Idesna, Huchlap Idesna, you know, to the bar, to the college. So still she's in Kodesh. But then we have to say that the Kedushin she becomes Kodesh, not in the Kodesh, but to the Shimut. But you ask the Shimut, so who is the Mashim? Shtachim Dachim. The answer is, because there are many who say that Shtachim Dachim not to Kodesh, because it's a Lishon Kadaiti, because I'm going to Shtachim Dachim, I'm going to go to Mochel Mochel. Mashimkin, if he transfers the Mashim to her, so then he cannot do Mech. He cannot do Mech. Because of the Kinyan of Rav Yitzchak. Some melee, it's some Kadaite, so it's in Kadesh of the Shiva. But in order that he shouldn't be able to be Mecho, he has to have the key in it. So that's why it's based upon it's Tzolokhi. So there are two Pshoti in Gitcho the Mashinachi. One Pshati is in the Shemi, that the Kedushi is Chavon in Hamashi, and the other Pshati is not really with Hamashkin. Not really with Hamashkin. Hamashkin could be helpful because it's not better than Tamashuro. It's not his Yamre. He only has, substantial kinyan, but it's not his Yamre. It's his only W.P. So Melee, the Dushin is in the Shibut. But because of the substantial kinyan the Mashkin, some male cannot do Mecho anymore. Because since he turns over the Mashkin, some male is in the Shibutabu. Shifts. Not only the Shibutabu. And the only reason is why. And the only reason is why you can do Mecho, according to the Tami, is because when you are Mecho, you are only able to transfer the Shibut Hossi, not the Shibut Aguf. Mashenkin, if you turn on the Mashkin, then you are able to transfer the Shibut, the Shibut Aguf also. And according to the Rebbe, the business why you can Mecho is because the Chil HaShtor is in the Ramon. So that's only if we don't deliver the Mashkin. But if you deliver the Mashkin to the Rikea, then it's Minerais in the Chil HaShtor. So maybe it can be Mecho, it can be Mecho, so it's not Kadaide. It is not Kadaide. So maybe she's the precious of the Shibut. And that's the sharp of both. Because according to the other version, so it would be the Chilesh, that she's only the precious, if ultimately it's what the best thing to the Kadaide. Right. 39. So what kind of a generous act is it? If we say that it's coming to the mountain. So in other words, when he turns the pillow, the blanket, or the mattress, in order to bring the soul, the reader should be able to sleep on it at night. So the mountain does a generous act. He turns over something that is content, but it is not content. So what kind of a credit does he deserve for a generous act? He turns over to the lady the mattress that belongs to the lady, doesn't belong to the mountain. So he has the legal right to demand the mattress for the night. It's his. He keeps talking to Mashiach in Israel. It's still to the second. Because after all, even if it's not coming to him, it's not coming to him, but he has it in his possession. He has it in his possession. Some melee, he's a nice person. And he has a right to keep it in his possession, for whatever reason. Whether it's a minor or a bit, he's a chidron, he has a right. How comparison, he keeps it in his possession. And now he turns it over for the night to the lady, so that it's all be generous. Yeshua, the diet we will see, the shochar, the salvosim, the mirachima, the mark of the basis. We will have a king already, in Kentish, in Rome, and only have a little bit of God. So this is something very divine. Now there is a Nisa to give things to the Lord, but not only is it also to give money to this, it is money, even if it is growing their heart. What is it growing? It is growing means, if let's say suppose the lady happens to be a grouch, who never says hello to her? You can meet a person 100 times a day and you'll never say hello to a grouch. That's his nature. And then, the lady, Shimon is a lady, bowed from within $1,000. Until he bowed $1,000 from within, whenever he met within, he never said all of it. Not only did he never say a lot of things, even within greeted him, he never responded to the grouch. Now, $1,000, the next day he meets him, he bows. Doesn't give him any money, so that's a piece of ice. It's a piece of rock. If his habit had been, even before the outbreak, to say a long thing, then it's not a piece of rock. But since his habit had been never to say a long thing to that person, now all of a sudden he makes a bow to him when he meets him. So that's weakness. That's weakness wrong, so it's awesome. So he says, we have to conclude that the Maudet owns, has a genius in the Mashiach, because the Torah says that the Maudet should return the blanket, the pillow, the lily of the night, for the 40 years, to hold the rachel, and then the lily will bless you. The lily will bless you, so that means that the blessing of the lady is very significant. It's legitimate. Because if the blessing by the lady would not be legitimate, so what kind of yichas is there in the blessing? You know, a blessing is of great significance if it's legitimate. But if the blessing is illegitimate, then it's not of great significance. It's not great significance. So maybe here the Torah says, the Torah tells the Baalbei, you should not be worried about the fact that you give up the blanket. You give the blanket to the lady for the night, and because of that he'll bless you. So that means the lady is allowed to give a blessing to the Malbe for returning for letting the leader keep the blanket for the night, the pillow, blanket, mattress for the night, so he doesn't involve and he said, oh, he seen us in this form. So it's a that the Vashkin is coming to the ball. So they are, then we understand this, why the Rebbe is allowed to give blessing and profit to the ball, because after all, he's giving it something that belongs to him, it's coming to him. So doesn't he deserve a blessing when you give him something that belongs to him? If the law gives to the need something that is called to the law, so the domain is allowed to give me blessing. The domain is allowed to give me blessing. Is allowed to give me blessing. But if we say, so the other one, all is well, is correct, if our head is kinemash. So then, when he turns the pillow to the leader for the night, he is in effect giving him something that belongs to him. Someone may say, he is allowed, not only allowed, he is the proper thing that the nation had him to do, in order to give him a blessing. After all, the Maharal is such a nice person, he gives him something that belongs to him. But assuming that the machine doesn't belong to the mouth in any way, he just has a right to keep it in his possession. He's dead, for whatever reason. But he has no kyoni, he has no title in the blanket, in the pillow, in the mattress. Now he's giving him. So that means that before he didn't collect, he keep his money unpaid without the mashkin. Now, so he is allowing him to keep the money without security. For the duration of the night, he lets him have the money, the debt, unpaid without security. Without security. So what is he doing? He's extending, in effect, the mouth is extending, he's extending the debt for another night. Because like this, he did not tolerate such a situation that the labor should be allowed to keep the money and without security. Now he's returning the security to him, and he doesn't bother him about paying the debt. So he lets him keep the money for another night without security. So that means he's extending the debt. He's extending the debt for another night. So in return for extending the debt, so what does he do? What does the leader do? He pays him. Not with money, but with words, with nice words, with the blessing. So that's the wisdom. It's a remarkable thing. Now, when I was a very kind of leader, so I received, and I gave, actually, the highest cheer, you know. The big boys, 20-year-old boys, Abuta is a very important English year for all these brothers. Only once a week or once in 2 weeks, and I gave this year from the biggest boys in these brothers, you know, every day. So whenever a certain person had a complaint against one of the Talmudim, so to whom did he complain to me? It's my fault. So many people are watching. One of our boss was the main supporter of Hamsita Haimut. I don't want to mention his name. He was an outstanding person. He once called me up, he asked to see. He's very upset about the Talmudim in Sita Haimut. So he came to me. and he expressed his complaints against one of the best boys. I mean, he's well known in that book, but I won't mention his name. He says, what kind of community is this? All he says, they are not grateful, nothing he says. You see, one of your community, so yes, somebody looking the money, so this old boss, so helped him out with thousands of dollars. And that was, you know, that was 30 years ago, $1,000 30 years ago was like at least $10,000 today, at least. So he says, so I give him $1,000. Then he tells this chicken over and says, I'm not thinking. So he says, what can we do? Such point you raised in here. Such point you raised in here. I mean, they don't want to thank me. And not only that, who expected to thank you? I didn't expect it. But why does he have to tell me, I am not thanking you? He said, if you get a loan from a certain person, you will thank him. Yeah, we will lock your eyes. That's wrong. Then he mentioned the patients, and he was here to do the hype. So, okay, we are making a good mistake. We are a very good student of power, and we are a good master. But, you know, there is an average. Besides the four qualities of an oil, you have to be knowledgeable with the fifth qualities of an oil. A little common sense. A little common sense that every person should have. I mean, even if he's not a good dog, he really has to have common sense. And just to answer something on the basis of, you know, sophistic wonders, you know, not real wonders. You know, sophisticated wonders, that's no problem. That's not like that in the Torah. Do you think that the Torah will forbid a Jew to express gratitude to a person who is nice to you? The Torah has stated that's the most important thing. But the Torah does forbid to give this. So that's not give this at all. It's also Torah. Person is so nice, he gives me loan, lets me keep $10,000, let's say, for 5 years. Doesn't he deserve a little bit of interest? How can I say it? That's the just a question. So in another way, when you borrow money from gold, so the Bible says, that you have its needs of the gods, because giving leaders is probably that we discussed. But here, these are the Jews, so the Torah has a statement of interest. Because of that, the Torah also has a giving leaders, because the Torah expects such brother between one Jew and another, that even for things that one is not legally obligated to do, but if he does it, he should not take any profit from it. Because one has to act in a brotherly way towards the other. So the Torah has said to be peace, and even if it is born, if it is given just for the fact that he lets you keep the money. But as far as thanking the person, is concerned, I want to ask you a question. Do you think, let's say a certain person, you come to a certain person, and you ask him, I have to get married, and I need $10,000. Without $10,000, I cannot get married. I cannot get married. And my leaders will break up the ship. Can you lend me my $10,000? That person said, I don't have to. Why to bow 10,000 dollars from the bank. And I want to get money. So that man goes to the bank, tries to borrow, and then the teller on the bank tells him, he has security, he says, no, I want a job. So he says, Sal, can I give you the phone? Then the man calls you up and says, I'm sorry, I tried to get the loan from the bank to lend you so to give you to the money, but the bank refuses to give you a loan. Do you think that that person deserves to thank you? Of course he deserves to thank you. After all, he tried his utmost. So why shouldn't you who so deserves to thank you? So I said, suppose do you think that you owe him less gratitude than if that person had been able to get along from them? He said, no, same thing. Because whether he gets along from the bank or not, that's not his creditor's fault. So the gratitude I owe him for the goodwill of the person, for his kindness and his generosity, for trying so hard now. So I said, if the thank you had been due only for the fact that he gives you the loan, then he thanked you with your service at this point. But suppose that man who gave you $1,000 so he gave you the shiach. So suppose he tried to raise the money and he couldn't. Wouldn't you have to give him thank you? You would have to be thanked, so you realize. And then he couldn't involve himself at this point because he didn't claim the money. So the thank you is due. Not for the actual loan, but for the intention to lend. Even if he doesn't lend, some mail it, the fact that not only did he intend to help you out, but he helped you out, so does not involve himself. So he realized that. Then of course he mentioned it to how he doesn't know why. So I would have said, of course, that's common sense. So then the whole psak, you know, that mentions the name of your Pesach, in those days you also have your Pesach, you know, the Paschal Childs, the Yom Hashiva, the Paschal Childs. So then everybody in the city realized that it wasn't right to say to a person who lends you money, I'm not paying. At first they thought that's acting like I'm wrong, you know, because they heard the psak. You are not allowed to say that. And so the pshat here in this is here because in this case, would he be entitled on the basis of mentioned power to report for returning the pillow. The pillow that is actually his, so would he be entitled for a bracha if he didn't return the pillow? He just tried to return it, and he didn't return it. Then he wouldn't have to give it bracha. But the reason is why he has to give it bracha, because he actually returned the pillow. Noah sees he actually returned the pillow, so even though the pillow is actually the members, but he didn't have a pillow to sleep on, now he has a pillow to sleep on, so Noah didn't buy. So that's why the bargain is wrong. But where the bracha is due, even without the actual law, just for the intention to do the bracha, so then it will be bargain on the Israel of the Israel. יש בפרשים מלמיד חצדוקר על המיסים משלרי מצדק משלוח תתן צדק משלוח תתן and since the time because the Kaputa is very important confirming my psaque so then that habit of telling people who lend them money you know I'm not going to thank you I'm not grateful to you stop. and before they fell, first of all, even if he involved himself in his body, but they refrained from saying I'm not telling what to do. They're telling me there's nothing wrong, and he's telling me wrong. But they thought that since it's also preventing some really at the talent of that we will actually finish our time. Yes.
According to the instruction process, why does the risk go down from the company to the company start go down from
So what this is saying is that actually the iron is not from the top, but from the end of the process. Many times, this is the case for said that, the Shane said that, the more mentioned the beginning of the process, then the rival is from the end of the process. From the end of the process. The ancient portion, when we cut the core, our amazing Shalom, and we tzadik in Shalom with them. I think, you know, I mentioned the whole story, you know, to explain Jesus. I didn't mention the story because we tell an interesting story. Even though this is an interesting story. Because he chose that the Torah should have common sense for us. Not if he has to touch this here, so he should look like this. If he has to touch it, this here, so he has to touch it directly. Not like this, you know. Some so-called mentor say, like, you know, when you want to give it a text, so you have to approach it like this. That's not a common sense approach.
According to, we say that a master, because of Zikron Jehoram, so once he returns it to the guy, he just keep it and say, I never bothered me, and say, you know, it's called Kovar.
Wow.
So they say that a master is resistant from the world.
Yeah.
So in other words, the guy can't Kovar call. But now he has to return the master.
Yeah.
And the guy is now we get the master in possession again. He can call the Kovar call. So what good is it giving the master in the first place?
What do you mean? But the Torah says that you have to return the master.
Now I'm saying that. But then there would be the really to say the right thing, there would be a question on what to say the master is resistant to the world.
Yeah.
Because it's not effective. The Torah puts him in bed, now the guy can keep it. You know, I could put me in law, so I take it, the very first day. And now the guy can say, I never bought it.
You mean because he returns it for night?
Yeah.
A lot of person. But the next morning he'll have it again, you know.
No, what guy refuses to give it back now?
What?
The guy refuses to give it back anymore.
You don't have to do that. No. Why does he impose him with that?
No, we're talking about...
No!
Was it the investor knows about this?
Okay, no. Of course he doesn't know about it. He goes to investor. And even the investor doesn't know. Investor doesn't know.
No, but then he goes to investor.
Investor can't know.
Because if he goes to investor, the guy will say, well, I never bought it. He goes for a call.
Yeah, right. No, so if he wants to protect himself, so before he turns the blanket to the lady for the night, so he goes to the person and says, I want you to know that I have a mushroom, you've seen this mushroom, I'm returning you for the night. Alright, so then there's no more than the other person. So he can protect himself. He can protect himself. If he does not want to do that, okay. So that's his business. Alright.
He doesn't do what we already made either.
I heard another one. What's it? What kind of behavior?
Well, sometimes you rob someone money on their witnesses.
Alright, so there is a law that when you lend money to someone, you should lend in the aid. But suppose you lend the aid, but you didn't happen to go away to move to a different town. So there is still a risk, you see. But I had other complaints also from parents. This was the complaint from the Baal Boss, who was the Duke Baal Chesed, and who supported the Sifte Chaim Berlin in the course of years. Afrika Zachir Mekwache was very happy. that I told the Talmud, well, because that is the first of the Talmud, I mean, they are Christian Shabbat. Because he said, no, Pesach cast in them, they just, wow, because of this thing, he said, Christian. So he thought it was a big news. But then, I have complaints from many parents. In those days, the number of Talmud, whose parents were not observed, in those days, there was, I mean, some of the students became really big. The parents were not observing for long ago. So then again, one of the young prosecutors passed through there, and that interfered in the whole function of the family. It could have destroyed the machine. So young person passed through there that since the parents were not very observant, and who in those days was so young, in Philistia, even today, not, there are many other Jews who are Zoyan called in Israel, but they are not Zoyan in Philistia. That's a fact. Who in those days, who was Zoyan in Philistia? So one of the young prosecutors, of the younger baby, said to the shepherd, when the Jews are that the parents don't come up to the table, so then the son is not allowed to eat in the house. So you can imagine what kind of a humiliation many homes. Not only the homes of the parents were not in the shops. I mean, really hard like Jews, but unfortunately, I mean, they were neglected. Even today, it's neglected. You can find many who will not taste Holocaust, but cannot do it. Why is it like that? Why is it like Muslim? Certain things are Muslim. Certain things are Muslim. Listening to music is very hard. There's a lot of Muslim. But he has to even though according to some of the shame, he has to watch this with the lights on. There's no Muslim. So you know what he did. It was about to destroy the machine. Now, here, so some parents, other parents came to complain and said, the boy doesn't live in the house unless we have to go to jail. And the mother said, I didn't do it in the course of 40 years. I'm going to start doing it now. Gradually, so I'll do that. But I have a long way to do that. So then, I told that person, I didn't want to know, to tell, even a yeshiva, that if sacked by a certain rabbi, another yeshiva, it's not right. It's not right. You see, this sack I'm not allowed to say thank you, and you have to say, I'm not thanking you, because it's also a thank you. That's false. Somebody makes a mistake during the psalm. That's false. That's why they, for this, was based upon his mother. You see, but I held it right here. I discussed it here, I'll put down here in the evening. If I'm right, why did he pass in that way? He passed in that way because there's a lot of people that even somebody's shale, I'm killing. If somebody's shale, I'm killing. So that also requires guilt. Not only if he buys killing from gold, so he has to be taken before he uses it. But even if he buys killing, so because the shale also has it's a skin, you know. I said, but when the son eats in his father's house, he's not a shale and dishes and spoons and forks and knives. Or I suppose in the course of the meal, while he uses the catering, so there's a fire in the house and the kid, let's say, is wounded. let's say, his brother, who saw the Haifa house to the father. There was very few of them. And then there was a shop. You can't eat in a restaurant, you know. You can't eat in a restaurant. Because in those days, I'm sure it's still true today, that most of the restaurant keepers were not able to eat. So how can you eat in a restaurant? You know, the children were bought from the world, and they were not children in the first place. I don't know what the caterers today are capable of. I said no. Only Shia cannot eat, cannot use the table until he stay with them, because the Shia likes it to be pillars in the table. But the one who eats in the restaurant is the Shia, and we will be high by highest. If something happens to the table, let's say while the plates are on the table, you know, the waiter may set it, and then to fall off. The one who eats the restaurant has to pay to the restaurant keeper. Whoever heard it or something. So there's no theory, so it's not the way to do it. So that was another side that saved the reputation of the communion of the secret family. And now who does a friend of warfare agree with me? But that I didn't want to tell the boys that this Pesach is on Sabbath. The other Pesach I consider as a sports, not a sports, to give such a Pesach. But this Pesach was well founded, except that I tell that he made a mistake. That they say, made a mistake, but he meant well. And he meant to change your mind. The other Pesach, he always meant to change your mind, but the other change your mind, he is not intolerant. See, there's a difference. Now, the question is, why does Jesus give his second parents? Mishnu portion, the Mikhat Shabbat. Now, I'm listening to Shalom, Shalom, Shabbat, Shabbat. Apparently, the second portion of Jesus holds that from the Rachel is no right. From the Rachel is no right. Why is not the right from the Rachel? Because even if he is not Canaanite, so Brocha wouldn't involve blessing, wouldn't involve and Israel was not. Why not? So I think it's for the child. So now, Hakoda stay there. Hakoda stay there. He's also, you know, a dean. Of course, he is a dean. So in other words, when you get a dean from somebody, you have to be grateful to him. So the question is, why was he involved in this problem? After all, maybe in this case too, when the mother turns the pillow of the baby, so that means which was originally the labor's pillow, so that the labor should be able to have something to sleep on. So even if the mother had not turned, but he tried to turn, and then for some reason he wasn't able to turn. For some reason, wouldn't the leader have to thank him and to give him a blessing anyway, just for the desire not to return, for the intention, for the machete? Now, if we are going to assume that in such a case, even if the leader, if the mother had not returned the pillow, just fighting them. In some reason he was prevented from returning. I don't know. And just came 2 hours, he wasn't able to return. So the little baby still had to do the blessing. So then he involved himself in his love. In fact, the case was the first guy that said that if he's not came, then it would be bowing. And he saw that his bowing indicates that the blessing is only due to him because he managed to but suppose it's vital to him and didn't want to return, so then he wouldn't have the blessing. He wouldn't have the blessing. So Melchizedek, since the blessing is given for the actual return and not for the intention, so it involves himself in his love. If it hadn't been complex, Mashiach came, the second washing place is holds, the just as that a thank you is due to a mother, even if the mother does not bring along the way, as long as he intended, he had a master of David to grant him along, he tried, so here too, even if he wouldn't return to people, as long as he had an intention to return to people, so the blessing is given. Some later there is no rayo on the rachma. And the rayo means from Chotiyazo. Is a little deeper. You know what Stacy says in the first verse? That the value of his came is because if he wouldn't be came there, so then it will bow himself to his body. And if he is came there, he does not bow himself to his body. Because if he is came by the money, so if he is came there, so then he doesn't bow himself. By the way, how do you do it? But the fact is that he is letting him use the pit keep the debt for next night, for the duration of night, without joy. So it's like he's spending the law for one night longer, you see. Isn't that what he's brought? Suppose he would give him money, he would give him a dollar for letting him keep the money, the chayim, for another night without a joy. Then it can hold himself with his money. So here, the answer is, because if he's came in, so then when the mother returns the pillow to the river, so the river would be able to use it, so he does a chesed to the river. He does a general section. He does a chesed. Because he's giving him something that belongs to him already. If he's not Canaan, but he just has a right to keep it as secure. So when he returns, you can't say he does a generosity thing. I said, he returns something that belongs to him already. But if the mother is Canaan, then he returns to him something that belongs to him already. He's giving up something that belongs to him. That's a chesed. Now, whenever you do a chesed, you deserve a thank you, gratitude, even if you don't belong, as long as you have the machshavah of David. As long as you have the machshavah of David. If I try to help you, I work very hard, but I can't help you. But I deserve a thank you. Of course I deserve it. But if you do, you pay up the debt. So a gentle mouthful, when it gets paid, will thank the lady. Because the lady will be chesed to the mouthful in paying up the debt. They should be chesed. They could take it from blue or cutthroat, what kind of a chesed? It says, yes, it should be a good. But when the money shall out the person, even though it's not an extra chesed, he deserves it. But suppose you try to return the debt in time. Let's say, she and Bali held in office from Hubei for a year. And then he wanted to return it at the end of the year. But he didn't have the money. So life is not swallowed. So Hubei is not allowed, you know, to hurt him. But it's only not able to thank him and to come to him. I heard that you tried to return the debts, I wanted them. He wants to do it, fine. That will be the finish of it. But he's not obligated to thank him. He's got every pension after all, he didn't return. So then it depends. If it's an act of chesed, then you have to thank him. It's a common sense, it's a natural kind. Even if he goes into the chesed, as long as he had a marshal anyway to do the chesed. But if it's not the chesed, if it is the legal duty of the person anyway, so then if he fulfills the legal duty, then it's proper to thank him. Somebody pays you after that. So you thank him. But if he doesn't pay after that, that's a good one. All right. So you don't deserve an insult. Any admission, but you don't deserve anything. Just because you couldn't be up to date in time. So you deserve an angel. Let's say the minute is when Kiyama get off from the women to honey. So every Jew says in Shabia, that is the minute is all I mean because generations. Even though it's clear to death. So, but still, he does what is the way he deserves it. But suppose he says again, can I go home because he has a moon. Would it be advisable for this oil? But he would like to know. Would it be advisable for this oil to come over to the king and say we should care? Because he wants to go. But the Lord told me you can go because you have a need. So now I know. I mean, it's really bad. So the choir is ours. Hakkoras Teve is also a part of it. And the Hakkoras Teve is you. Whenever somebody helps you out, if he pays up in debt that he owes you, he also helps you out. Because suppose if you pay, you wouldn't have the temple. Now we can pay up to $10,000. So you are helped. So you get a certain benefit. You get back the debt. So then, even though it's not like a classic on the power of the lady, but you still have to be grateful. But suppose he doesn't pay out the debt in time. He wanted, but he couldn't. Then you don't have to thank him for the intention. So when do you have to thank the person for the intention? And you have to block a deal. If he had an intention, do an act of chesed. But if somebody had the intention to do his duty, not an act of chesed, and he didn't do it, you don't have to thank him. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat of Jesus. That's the pshat of Jesus. Jesus says, in the first verse, he says, you will have accumulated in the kingdom of the Lord, we are to God. So the question arises, and suppose the scale is still in his mind. Then Sarees, when is there a Nisaab? When is there a Nisaab of Ibis? When is there a Nisaab of Ibis? Now let's say, if you have a certain person who always pays a fee for to any person who twice the money even though he doesn't say that. So then he will be allowed to pay money even when he does like that. Because if he's debtors to pay a fee for the intention to lend money, so murder, there is no misadvice. If he gives you that fee when he actually lends money, because he gives you not for the tech that is not real now, but for natural day. It all in Tasa to pay the person for having a natural day to lend money. So Miller takes it says as follows. Since the Torah says that the lady should bless the mother, the Torah doesn't say that it's not good to bless. You are Rechman, otherwise it's the proper thing for a lady to bless the mother. So that means that there is no Israel in this part. Why isn't there an Israel? Because it's an act of chesed. Returning the mashkin for the night is an act of chesed. How can it be an act of chesed? Only if it's coming to the mouth, then it's an act of chesed. But if it's not coming to the mouth, it just has a right to keep the security. So what kind of an act of chesed is it? To return something that belongs to him. When you return something that belongs to you or to somebody else, then it's an act of chesed. Some more, but when you return something that belongs to the donee, then you make a chesed. It's not the act of chesed. If it's not the act of chesed, some more, the brach is only due, the thank you and the brach is only due because the actual return. But suppose you would have the intention of returning, so the brach will be due. Because he's only fulfilling his duty. Why should you thank him? Why should you bless him for doing his duty, for an intention to do his duty? To do his duty. So the fact that the Torah says that a leader should bless him is part of the leader to bless the mother. He doesn't involve himself in his body, indicates that this is an act of chesed. So since it's an act of chesed, so the brach is due even without the time, just for the good intention. Some barely doesn't involve himself in his brach. Just that as his dosa to thank him all for lending the debt, the money, because even if you wouldn't lend the money, he would just have the intention to lend the money. He also deserves the thank you. The intention to do chesed. One deserves credit, but from intention to fulfill duty, doesn't deserve it. You don't have to be negative for a person because he had the intention to do his duty. So then, that's the first part. The second part says that we don't have to resort to the fact of God, because in other words, even without the fact that who you are after for, so you can also deduce that he is coming, because the fact that the Torah says the report here is not God indicates that it's like a chesed. Why is it like a chesed? If it's not coming to the mother, why is it like a chesed? It's not like a chesed. So they chose that is coming from me. When we have to work, we call it human relations. We claim our human leader can only bring me back to the shining world of relations. So why not we do to learn the world of salvation? Or shall we see Kamei Habukush? Okamore, Shkolubatina. So the Bible says, the Kaddish, the man says to the woman, his kachalo, his kachalo limona, but also is also yam. But suppose she takes it and she throws it into the fire of the yam, then the Yushin is the Yushin. Or Kamala is killed in it. She throws it in the fire. How can you say she did it? Or you tell us when you bury it. When you bury Shalasi, Kamala, and Yushin. So certainly on Yushin. Because then it's obvious that she's not interested in becoming delicious. She throws it to him in his face. Since she did take it, she didn't throw it to him back in space. She took it into her hands and then she threw it into the fire. So then could we talk about how she's in place? But how could we say that she really wants the Dushi if she throws it in the fire? So in other words, she hates him. She doesn't want him to keep it. So how could we say that her intention was to be gracious? Well, how would I say, maybe her intention is to test him, whether he has a temper or he has no temper. So she wants to test him. By throwing, let's say, the wind into the fire, and it will not become angry, so that will prove to her that he has no temper. But she really wants to be gracious, because if she didn't want to be gracious, instead of accepting it, she should throw it to him that way. Why would she accept it and throw it in the fire? I could say that. So much, no, we don't say it. The fact she put it in the fire indicates she doesn't want to be in the base. Alright. Gosh. The first is also young, one of the women I was raised. Or should I see a camel walking shame of it? How the Jewish people feel? We hide the Ishmael Gomba. Gomba is such an option. We fish in Ushalor. So of course our narcissist said, you will answer. Pana Rabbanon, he's catching the mono. You know what he said, I'm good as he is. You know what he said, I'm good as he is. You know what he said, he's catching at the moment. Know him as king. Know him as Abu Rabiho. Ain't you gracious? I'm not saying Abu Rabiho. You're gracious. So, he mentions that Abu Rabiho, why did they have to mention both? Now, she's more attached to her father than to his father. They couldn't without saying it. So, turn Abu during the Akhokhi activation. So the reason is why he mentions Abolo that if she doesn't say I'm Nashi Kabu Abolo Bihon, but she just says mainly Abolo Bihon. So even though she told him to give it to the father and she's very attached to her father, presumably she's very attached to her father, so we still say that she's not gracious. Inasmuch as she didn't spell out Aminas, she Kabulovi. So turn out in the Yahaki regulation. Turn on Biho in the Yahaki saint, the team of Biho, to whom she is presumably not well attached, and maybe she doesn't even like him. He's a future Shver, so she doesn't like him. So I know so then I could say, even if he says that in us, he should be courageous. But, so come ask me, if he says that in us, even if he said, on us, he covered a girl whom she might not even like, so she is courageous. Discussing him on a main plane in English. I'm not in Kabul in English. He didn't know this language. It's different. We ask him on our way to the hall. For some reason, the Amgal in Ashi in Kabul in English. He's some kind of idea. Sabo Abu in Shukri Soy. I'm a player. We ask him on plane. So, yes, tell us the opportunity also because if the price here told us. So, on national carbon, I would say, like Abu or certainly is very close to me. But if more Bihar, no, she's a good animal. So she feels close to me now. So that's why I'm precious. The plane has no relationship with it. So maybe she's not precious. Yes, you know, plane. How can the home, as I could say, the home bringing the plane out of Krishna? Inasmuch as didn't say on Nas, when it was I think of it, not close at all, you come out of it. I remember dear home, even more dear home, if there is a relationship. When it was I think of it, in my own diary, in a way, and she went to